So two ha'aras related to today's daf. The first ha'ara is, so the daf began with the mekar to the halacha that everybody knows, and that is ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. And the Gemara says, how do you know ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? And it was negay the mishnah that we just learned. Ein nasim nashim b'moyed, like besulois, like almanois, like miyabmim. And the reason is, the first of the four reasons the Gemara gave, the halacha, the Maisa reason that the Gemara gave, it's Lafisha ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So the Gemara says, mechatesi, who said you can't be ma'arv simcha b'simcha? It's a yontif. I have to be b'simcha with the yontif. So in addition to being b'simcha in the yontif, I'll be b'simcha with something else. I'll get married. I'll also have the simcha of marriage. So the Gemara says, we learn it from Shlomo HaMelech. Because Shlomo HaMelech is the one who built the first Beis HaMikdash. And really, he finished building the first Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Cheshvan. And at that time, he could have made the Chanukah Sabayis. But it was pushed off to Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, so now he had to pick a date on the calendar for Chodesh Tishrei. When did he do it? He started it on Ches Tishrei. Now, it was a seven-day celebration, and it went Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Aleph. And then afterwards, it was followed by a subsequent 7 days of Simcha, and that was the 7 days of Yontif. So says the Gemara, if he was pushing it off already to Chodesh Tishrei, why didn't you just push it off to Sukkot? Why was it 7 days before Sukkot? Why do you have to have 14 days of Yontif? It would have made more sense to just coincide. It's a time of Simcha anyways. So let's be Marba and be Moisef in the Simcha. You know what the Teretz is? The Fisha ain't Marba and Simcha b'Simcha. Because on Yontif, you're supposed to be b'Simcha, but b'Simchas HaRegel. Not b'Simchas Chanukah Sabayis. So just like Shlomo HaMelech didn't want to be Ma'ariv, the Simcha of Chanukah Sabayis with Simchas Yontif, we have a halacha l'doiris of ein nasim nashim emoid. That's why you'll never be invited to a wedding on Chol HaMoed. Why? Lefi She'ein Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha. Now once the Gemara brought this whole episode of Shlomo HaMelech, who celebrated 7 days of Chanukah Sabayis leading up to Sukkot, so the Gemara digressed a little bit. And the Gemara says, Amra Parnuch, Amra B'yoichanon. Ois Hashanah, that year, Lo Yasu Yisrael Es Yom HaKippurim. The Yidden, they didn't observe Yom Kippur. V'ayudayagim v'ayimrim, they were very worried. They were afraid, Shemma Neschaivu Sanem Shal Yisrael Klayim. Maybe they were Chayv Misa. 7 days Yontif meant 7 days of Yontif. 7 days of Ein Simcha Ella Bebasim V'yayin. One of those 7 days was Yom Kippur. If one of those 7 days was Yom Kippur, so what emerges is that they violated Yom Kippur. So says Rabbi Yochanan, the truth is, they were very, very worried. Now, the Gemara explained that really they had a cheshbon for what they did. The cheshbon that they had was, also Kal V'chaymer, they made a Kal V'chaymer. They said, Madach, the karbonos of the Nesiyim was Doicha, Shabbos during the Chanukah Samishkan, Kal V'chaymer, the celebration of the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash should be able to be Doicha Yom Kippur. But at the end of the day, they were still a little bit afraid. They were still a little bit insecure. Because although it's true that you find the Karbonos with Doicha Shabbos by the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, but the Karbonos were Letzorech Gavaya. What they did wasn't just Tzorech Gavaya. They were eating, they were drinking. This was Letzorech Atzman. So they weren't sure. So what happened? Said Rabbi Yochanan, Yatzus Abaskol. Abaskol came out for Amrlem and told him, Kulchem mezumanim l'chayei ha'olam haba. You have nothing to worry about. You're all mezumin l'chayei ha'olam haba. As if to say, you got it right. This Kal V'chaymer was a proper Kal V'chaymer. And as a result, this is not something that you have to worry about. Many years ago, Rabbi Gartenhaus shared with me a beautiful Naramakim on this Gemara. He actually said this Berabim when he made a Sim Hashas several years ago. It's a vart from the Rogit Shavagayin. It's a Dover Nifla. It's a Chiddush Otzum. It's very, very much Negeya, this Gemara right here. So just by way of background, this vart from the Rogit Shavagayin is actually not printed in any of the original Sfarim from the Tzafnes Panech. The newer Sfarim, it's already printed in. But the Makar to this vart from the Rogat Shavagayin actually comes from the letters that were printed from Rav Kook. So Rav Kook, B'shaitei, had received letters from many, many different Gedolim. And at some point, someone put these letters together and they were printed as a sefer. One of the letters that Rav Kook had received was from a Yid, Hagoyin Rav Avram Diamant. He had sent a letter to Rav Kook, and in the letter he told him that he once had an exchange in learning with the Tzafnes Panech, with the Rogat Shavagayin, and he told him over what the Rogat Shavagayin told him. But it needs a tiny bit of an introduction. The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph Amin Aleph. So the Gemara over there is discussing the halachas on Yom Kippur. Specifically, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do malacha, like you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos and Yontif. Additionally, Yom Kippur is very, very unique, and that Yom Kippur, there's also a halacha that you have to fast. V'nisim es nafshu yiseichem. You have five inuyim, achil and shtia day raisa, the other ones, according to most Rishonim and the Rabbanon. But there's two inyanim that you have, very manifest on Yom Kippur. Number one, it's Shabbos, and as a result, it's a nisim malacha. And number two, there's also a halacha of v'nisim es nafshei seichem. And the Gemara over there brings a whole bunch of braises where the Gemara is trying to learn halachas of inui from isim halacha and isim halacha from inui. And the Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara is trying to figure out which is more chamer. Is malacha more chamer? Is inui more chamer? So just one excerpt from a dense Gemara, an intense Gemara, here in Yuma, Pei Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara says like this, Mali inui shaloi huta mechlaloi. The Gemara is trying to learn inui from malacha, or malacha from inui. Says the Gemara, they're not the same. There's a chumrah that inui has over malacha. Inui is loy hutam mechlaloy. There's no mitzias, there's no time where you can ever violate the laws of inui on Yom Kippur. As opposed to malacha, Issa Malacha, that's something that sometimes you can violate in Yom Kippur. When can you violate Issa Malacha on Yom Kippur? Karbanis. All the Karbanis that were brought very often involved Issa Malacha. And still there were Karbanis brought in Yom Kippur. So the Issa Malacha, even though it applies, of course, on Yom Kippur, but at the same time, it's Huta Michlali. There are times that there is no Issa Malacha. As opposed to Inui, which is Loi Huta Michlali. So the Ragachava Goyin, Bekitzer L'Shoinoi Hazav, of course, right? Every time you learn a Ragachava, it's literally you're trying to unsolve a riddle and a mystery and an enigma. It's very, very difficult to try to unravel and figure out exactly what the Ragachava meant. But the Ragachava Goyin, Bekitzer L'Shoinoi Hazav, said, I don't understand this Gemara. The Gemara says, Mali Inui Shalai Huta Michlali. Inui was with the Mechlaloi. It's a Gemara. My cotton daft has an aleph. The Gemara says that Peshas the Chanukah Sabayis, the Yidden ate and drank on Yom Kippur. So you say Meres, it was Hutta Mechlaloi. And they had a Cheshbin. They had a Kalvachimer. What was the Kalvachimer? The Kalvachimer is that they went and they said Madach by the Chanukah Sabayis, Kalvachimer by the Chanukah Sabayis. So with a Cheshbin and with a Kalvachimer, they went and they violated Yom Kippur. And we know they were right because the Baskel came out and said, Kulchem Mizumanim L'chayu Eilam Abba. They were worried about it. But at the end of the day, the Baskel told them, you're right, you're going to Eilam Abba. So you see clearly that you're allowed to violate Yom Kippur. So Vazach the Gemara, it's like Hutta Mechlaloi. It is Hutta Mechlaloi. Melachos Hutta Mechlaloi. You can do Melacha Shabbos. This is Eichet Hutta Mechlaloi. Wizard Hutta Mechlaloi. Chanuk Zabais. Now, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, oh, this is called Hutta Mechlaloi. One time in history. Every Yom Kippur, they used to be Mechal Yom Kippur. But this is only one time. Does that matter? Who cares if it's only one time? It's only one time because punkt, it only happened one time. But any single time there would be a Chanukah Sabayis on Yom Kippur, it would be mutter to be Mechalo. So no, at the end of the day, you see, it's mutter to be Mechalo. So, Oibazoi, Lechaira, it's Hutta Mechlali. Just like Yisra Malach is Hutta Mechlali. So the Ragachava Goyin said that you see from this Gemara, he had a tremendous Koyach HaChiddush, did the Ragachava. He said, you know what you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that really, the Yidden were wrong for what they did. They were wrong. They had no right to be Mechal Yom Kippur. And it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that it was Huta Mechlaloi. That it's Loi Huta Mechlaloi. And if it's Loi Huta Mechlaloi, it must be that really they had no right to do this. And says the Ragachava, the Emes says, I think it's a Mefurish Safri. It's a Safra in Teres Koyanim and Parshas Achrimais. The Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. It says, V'hoysel Lachem, and we darshan V'loi Lacherim. L'chukas Oilam. You know what that means? L'chukas Oilam? L'beis Oilamim. L'chukas Oilam? L'beis Oilam. Now, Pasha, you read this Teres Koyanim. It sounds like what the Teres Koyanim is saying is that the laws of Yom Kippur apply not only in the Mishkan, but even in Beis Oilamim. It applies even in the Beis HaMikdash. Fake the Ragachav, it's a Pella. Why would you think that the laws of Yom Kippur don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash? Where do you ever find anywhere that there's halach in Kachim that I need a pasuk l'chuk asoylam, the Beis HaLamim, that it's not only a gay the Mishkan, it's also going to be a gay the Beis HaMikdash? Whoever had a hamamina ben benoy shalav amina to say such a thing? So Frank the Ragachov, it's a medrash plia. It's a teres kayanim. V'hoysolachem v'loy l'acherim. L'chuk asoylam, the Beis HaLamim. So Frank the Ragachov, you know what the medrash is saying? You know what teres kayanim is saying? The teres kayanim is coming l'hoytzi mi liban shel Yidin in my Kondaf Tes. It's coming Lahaitzim Eliva from the Yidin in Malachim Aleph Perik Ches. It's coming to say that there's no such thing as violating Yom Kippur. And even if it's going to be a Shaila of Beis Olamim, it's going to be a Shaila Beis HaMikdash, where there would be a Havamina, maybe you could be Doichet. You know why? You'll make a Kal V'chaymer. Ma'adach the Nesim was a Karbin Yachin. And they were handling in the Mishkan, which wasn't Kedushas Olamim. And it was Shabbos. They did it. So Kal V'chaymer now, where you're handling a Karbin Tzibur, and you're handling only Yom Kippur, and you're handling over here the Karbonis of this. So you would have thought maybe over here you could do it. Kamash Malam, V'hoysa Lechem Loilachirim, L'chukas Olam, L'Beis Olamim. That when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, not in the Beis Hamikdash, rather the Zum Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash, who would think not? The Chanukah Beis Olamim, that's what it's coming to say. And like the Gemara says in Yuma, Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, the Ma Le'inoy Shaloi Hutem Michlalai. So said the Ragachava. So he says, if it comes out from the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Aleph, and really it's a Teres Koyanim and Parshas Achrei Mois Perig Zion Aleph, that it's mavur that really Yidden were wrong. They had no right to eat. And even though they made a Kal V'chaymer, the Kal V'chaymer wasn't a good Kal V'chaymer. So what was the Basko? Yotz a Basko that came out and said, Kulcham mizumanum l'chay yoylam abba. So for this you have to be the Ragachava. Said the Ragachava, you know what the Pshat is? The Ragachava Goyin said that the Pshat is because the Yidden on the seventh day of the Chanuk of Sukkot, which was the day, the last day of the 14 days of Yontif, the Yidden went ahead and they brought a carbon. You know which carbon they brought? They brought a carbon tzibur. They brought the par helam davar shel tzibur. Now, what's the par helam davar shel tzibur? This is Hayrius 101. Besachtes Hayrius talks about if Reuv of Klal Yisrael does an Aveira. And the reason they did the Aveira was they were shoygigim. And it wasn't just a shoygig that they forgot it's Shabbos today, or they forgot that they're eating chaylev, or that this is an issa chaylev. It was based on a Hayru Bezdin. It was a Ras Bezdin. Bezdin paskin one way. They went thinking that that's the right thing to do. They followed what Bezdin said, and they go ahead, and it turns out they made a mistake. So the halacha is you have to bring a carbon tzibur. It's what's known as the par helam davar shel tzibur. So the Ragachov Goyin said, I think that the Yidden brought a par helam davar shel tzibur, and because they brought the par helam davar shel tzibur, so it's for that reason yatsa basko v'amr kulchem mizumanum l'chay olam haba. Because what they were being told was is not that they never made a mistake; they did make a mistake. It's a gemara in Yuma pei aleph amen aleph mali inu shekain loyut amichlaloi, and it's a teres kyanim l'chukas olam the base olamim. They weren't being told they didn't make a mistake. What they were being told was is they were forgiven, that they got kapara. That's what they were being told. So says the Ragachov. With this, you can understand the gemara. And this is epic. A Gemara Masechtas Hayrius Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the halach of Hayru Bezin. That's a big machlokes tanam. Hayrius, even though it's the smallest Masecht in Shas, it's in the conversation with the hardest Masecht in Shas. Not such an easy limud. But the Gemara over there is discussing different shitas in the Tanaim in terms of what exactly Hayru Bezin means, or what it means that Roiv of Klai, it means Roiv of Klai Yisrael, Roiv of each Shevet, Roiv of the Shvatim. That's the nidin in the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi. When it comes to these laws of Hayra, you know what you look at? Roiv Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. The people in Chutz La'aretz don't count. You know what counts? Roiv Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Rav Ami said, how do I know that? Mechtesa. Shenemar. I know from a pasuk. You know what this pasuk is? It's in Melachim Aleph. It's Perik Ches. It's pasuk Samachay. This pasuk is going to sound awfully familiar. Vayash loyma be'isa hi esachag. V'chol Yisrael imoy. Kol gadol. Milavoy chamos adnacha mitzrayim lefnei Hashem alikeinu shivas yomim v'shivas yomim. Arbaas miyoy. Mechti. So the Gemara says, v'chashtenish. Ksiv v'chol Yisrael imoy kol gadol. It says, glanz kol Yisrael was there. Milavoy chamos adnacha mitzrayim lamali. Why does it have to say that they went from Milavoy chamos until nacha mitzrayim? Shema mino. You know what the pasuk is coming to tell me? Hanu the Ikri Kol. Because these Yidden were the only Yidden that mattered when it came to determine what the definition of Kol is. Aval Hanach, any Yid that's living in Chutz La'aretz, La Ikri Kol is not considered Kol. Now, Pashut, the way every single person in history ever learned this Gemara, how do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara is just bringing a Drasha. That's all it is. We're trying to figure out what the definition of Kahal is. When we talk about Parel and Davish al Tzibur, we're talking about the Kahal. So, what's the definition of Kahal? Zakravasi Aver Mocker, Avishtakul Teira, because it says, Mulavoy Chamas Anacha Mitzrayim, and then it says Kol Gadol, it's repetitive. It must be the definition of Kol Gadol is Melavoy Chamos Ad Nacham Mitzrayim Lefnei Hashem. That's the point, and that's why we're trying to say this. Abba said the Ragachov Goyin that Lefi Zeh Lefi Hanal Yesh Loim. That the Gemara is saying much more than that. You know what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is not just bringing a makar to the definition of Kohol, but rather what the Gemara is saying is that that Dar actually brought a Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibor. That's what they did. How were they able to bring a Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibor? They were Yidden outside of Eretz Yisrael. Mechatesi. This was Gantz Klal Yisrael. The Teretz is
The pasuk says it was kal gadom levoy chamas anachem mitzrayim lefnei Hashem lekenu. And if this was the kahal that was necessary and was requisite in order to bring a parel amdavish al tzibur, does it the shulchan aruch from the parel amdavish al tzibur? So what's the parel amdavish al tzibur? It's kal gadom, which is levoy chamas anachem mitzrayim. It's amir avasi by ro halach achir roiv yoshni eretz yisrael. So the Rosh Hashanah said it's not punk that's what happened. That's not punk the makar to the halach of parel amdavish al tzibur. The reason this is the gemara that teaches us parel amdavish. Because they brought a parallel on Davish Shaltzibur. That's exactly what happened. To eat on Yom Kippur is a chayvik krisos. If someone eats on Yom Kippur b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatos. If Roiv of Klal Yisrael would eat on Yom Kippur b'shoigig because of Eiraz Bezdin, they would have to bring a parallel on Davish Shaltzibur. That's exactly what happened in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. And when the Baskel came out and said, Kulchem izumanim l'chay oylem haba, the Baskel wasn't saying you got it right. The Baskel was saying that even though you got it wrong, but the par helim dover shel tzibur was accepted. It wasn't a Baskel, you nailed the kal v'chaymer. It was, even though it was wrong, and even though Reiv of Klal Yisrael were over Yom Kippur, but afal pikein, you're going to get kapara. So then the Rogachov was messiahing with a classic punchline. He said, when did this happen? This was the last day. The last day, the 14th day from the beginning of the Chanukah Sabbath, which is the 7th day of Sukkot. The 7th day of Sukkot is which day? It's Hashana Rabbah. So the Rogachov said that we know that Hashana Rabbah isn't just a regular day. And the MS is in Teres HaNigla, it's not so clear why Hashana Rabbah is so different than any other day. So the Zohar HaKadosh is maflik about the Inyone HaKapara of Hashana Rabbah. But the truth is, in the Nigla itself, there's no real makar to Hashana Rabbah. B'chag nidoinam ala mayim, and the Iker Din is the Chitum Adin, and that's why the poskim say in Shulchan Aruch, that's why we make a big deal about Hashana Rabbah al pi Nigla. But really, it's very, very schwer. What really happened on Hashana Rabbah? So the Rogachov going said, you want to know what happened on Hashana Rabbah? You want the makar to Hashana Rabbah? Because on Hashana Rabbah, there was a baskol that came down from heaven. And the baskol said, Kulchem izumanim l'chay yoylam haba. And not because you got it right, but because you got kapara. And there was slichel mechila v'kapara that came down from Shemayim on that day. This is a makar that Hashana Rabbah is a yom slicha mechila v'kapara, because that was the day the Yidden brought the parhel and davish al tzibur. That was the day that the Yidden got kapara, and it's for that reason said the Rogachov, we have a makar to Hashana Rabbah.